And while we are, in fact, getting precipitation now, what we really needed was to get a lot of it 3 and 4 months ago, and did not. You've heard plenty about the terrible snowpack on both sides of the state line. In the Rogue River Basin, for example, total precipitation is about 90% of normal for the water year, but most of that fell as rain, so the snowpack is about 13% of normal. Jackson County commissioners just joined the list of counties declaring a drought disaster. The situation is worse in the state of California, as you've heard many times over. And our first guest knows the information well. Frank Gerke is the chief of California Cooperative Snow Surveys Program out of the California Department of Water Resources. Thanks for joining us once again on The Exchange, Frank.
You're very welcome.
So tell us about there are many different agencies involved in snow surveys in California. So are you in charge of coordinating all of that?
That's basically it. The whole idea of collecting information regarding the water content of the snowpack was actually developed around Lake Tahoe back around 1909, and very quickly spread, particularly down the east side of the Sierra, by the small hydroelectric generating companies. And they very quickly realized that it was kind of that even a snow course or a snow measurement, if it wasn't directly in their basin, might still have value, and very quickly started to pool their data, make it available to everyone who participated. And that really has been the cornerstone of the program ever since its inception, where the state functions as the coordinator to make sure all of the information is collected in the same manner, and then also make that data available to anyone who might need it. And of course, now with internet and web and all of those other mechanisms, the dissemination of the data has become much more widespread.
The water content part of it, I guess, is what really makes the big difference. Figuring that out back in the early 20th century allows you to have some idea of what's going to flow through your streams over the course of the warm months.
That's exactly right. In many cases, a lot of people always talk about snow depth, but it's really the water content that we care about. Snow is air and water, and it's the water that's going to melt and then become available to us in the spring and summer.
And Frank, given the size of the state of California and the number of different water courses that get fed by snowpack, how many different snow survey sites are there? I mean, let's just leave it at the manual ones where people actually go up as you do sometimes with the tubes and everything.
Right. There's about 280 of those manual locations, and they are not it's actually a very sparse sampling when you think of the size of many of these drainage areas. And we've embarked on a new program with the Jet Propulsion Lab down in Pasadena to use a fixed-wing aircraft to measure snow depth. And then from the ground-derived snow densities, we can compute the snow water content over an entire watershed.
Really?
And that's pretty phenomenal. That type of data has only been available in the past 3 years, but already is providing a great deal of insight into many of the basins that we operate in, where our snow courses are bare. I mean, we haven't had snow since probably mid-March, and so you're more or less flying blind, or you have no information, whereas with this new program, we now have a very accurate portrayal of the snowpack over the entire basin.
But if you've had it for 3 years, it sounds like you have not had the fixed-wing aircraft from JPL available in a year when the snowpack was decent thus far.
That's very true. Yes, we're waiting for that. We started 2013 was our first operational season. So we've had, we thought 2013, 2014 were low, and of course now we hit 2015, and it's really quite phenomenal just how little snow there is up in the Sierra and the Cascades.
Really nothing. It sounds like it's just dirt at a lot of the places that you would have been doing until, what, late April?
Oh, absolutely. We we did a couple of ground truth surveys by helicopter, 2 weeks ago down in the Southern Sierra. And the locations we flew over were dry. I mean, and in some cases had been dry for quite some time.
We're talking to Frank Gerke, who's the chief of California's Cooperative Snow Surveys Program with the California Department of Water Resources, essentially coordinating manual snow surveys across the state of California. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760. Across the region, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So the program you're talking about with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory that's been going on for three seasons now, does it coordinate the information better? I mean, do you get a more accurate picture between the aircraft flyover and the ground truthing?
Yes, we actually the flyovers or this new program is the most accurate measurement that we've ever had for determining total snow water volume over an entire watershed. We can measure the snow depth to about the nearest inch, and the what we call the our highest or our resolution is about a square yard. So we're measuring. It's almost as though you had hundreds of millions of different manual sample points that you can resolve extremely accurately in terms of their location and how much snow is at those points.
So at some point, Frank, will the manual surveys with the aluminum tubes and the buckets and everything get sidelined in favor of more programs like this thing with JPL?
Well, actually, we still have to have the ground measurements for the snow density. So there's actually probably going to be a greater emphasis on some of the ground measurements, at least, to ensure that we have accurate snow densities. And so those are going to continue and, be part of this new program for, certainly anything that I can see in the future.
All right, and so you mentioned the about 280 manual locations around the state that do get sampled for snowpack in California, and how many other sites are there in addition to that that provide telemetry and just essentially beam their information back to whoever needs to use it?
There are about 130-140 statewide, and those are increasing. We probably add two or three new sites each year. And, of course, we work cooperatively with the Natural Resource Conservation Service, which is very active up in your area in Oregon and mm-hmm. then in Klamath down into California. And they have a similar program of the telemetry information that's sent out every hour.
So all right, we're talking 130, 140 of these sites across California, plus the 280 manual locations. It's a lot of sampling for snow. Was there any place in California this year, Frank, that came even close to normal?
A few did. they're usually very isolated. For example, what we call the Lower Lassen snow sensor snow course, which is in on the kind of slopes of Mount Lassen. Typically does come quite close to a respectable snowpack, but it's a very, very limited area, so it's almost not representative of hardly anything except its immediate environment. And there's a couple of others that down near Sonora Pass in the Southern Sierra, another location that always seems to have a lot of snow, but again, over a very small area.
All right. So in both cases, it sounds like not enough to really make much of a dent at all in California's overall water shortage this year.
No, not even. I mean, when I'd say probably 90% of our, certainly in May, 90% of the locations had zero snow. And even back in April, probably 3/4 of the snow courses had no snow at all.
Wow, which is pretty early in the season to be devoid of snow, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we should. You generally figure that your maximum snowpack is in the vicinity of April 1st.
Okay.
And this year, it probably now, some basins had gained a little bit of snow since April, but not substantially. But most of the peak snow was probably back around March 1st.
Okay, so a month earlier. Frank Gehrke, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the chief of California's Cooperative Snow Surveys Program at the California Department of Water Resources. You can join us at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. So you did mention some precipitation a little later in the season, but did much of that or any of that fall as snow?
It has fallen as snow, but what we're finding is that while we have a gain in it, you know, we have a gain in the snowpack and then it melts off, that melted snow is not showing up in the stream systems. The ground is so dry and has been dry for quite some time that any of the snow that's falling on basically bare soil or bare rock, when it melts, is being soaked up and stored locally in the soil profile.
So that would lead me to believe that it would take probably several good snow seasons then for us to sort of get California back to where it needed to be in soil moisture and things like that.
For the soil moisture, that's correct. Now, of course, for reservoir storage, we can be back, in a flood control mode within a season. And we've seen that where when we come out, typically when you end a drought, it seems to go quite big time, where we end up with these very significant major winter storms that can bring a great deal of precipitation to the West Coast. And those take the form of what we call an atmospheric river, a term you may have heard about. And those can be extremely intense, and depending on the temperature, can build a massive snowpack or can create a flood situation.
I like to think of it as the fire hose, but atmospheric river works just as well.
Yeah.
Did the winter start out fairly well, Frank? I was looking back, and it seemed like December was getting some encouraging news, at least at the beginning of the snow season.
It was. In fact, people were thinking, maybe it's going to be okay. December, we had one or two of these, very modest atmospheric river events. But then that high pressure center, that's up in the northern Pacific, reestablished itself and basically blocked virtually all of the storm activity for most of the West Coast. And that, of course, has been the pattern that we've had for the past 3 years where, December, early season looks fairly encouraging, and then it just, we get that blocking high pressure and end up with, the East Coast gets hammered and we get virtually no precipitation at all.
Which I noticed has been referred to a few times by people. I have some. I went to high school in New England myself, and so I've got friends who sent pictures on Facebook this winter of standing on snowbanks and touching the roofs of their houses because there was so much snow there. And I guess Anchorage just had its most nearly snow-free winter ever, while Boston, for example, set a record for snowfall.
Exactly. and that pattern. It's a very extreme demonstration of how a shift in the weather pattern can bring such different results to different parts of the country.
What's the feeling like when you guys are out there looking for snow and not finding any? I mean, it's not like you can do anything about it, but it's kind of like having to be the conveyor of bad news.
That's very true. And, of course, we're working with our cooperating agencies to try to provide them with the most information that we can so they can make decisions that are prudent. Even in these very low snow years, you can't just say, okay, well, I don't have any snow, I don't have to do anything. There still are management decisions that have to be made. And some of those become, on a local level, quite critical. It makes the difference whether one area gets water and the other, another area doesn't get water. And on a local, for the local, in this case, particularly agriculture, you know, that difference can be huge. It can make all the difference between having, you know, having your particularly tree crops, having enough water for them to survive versus having to pump groundwater.
You know, I haven't asked about the Colorado River water, because obviously there are parts of California that use water sources that arise in other states. And so what's the situation with that basin this year?
It's not great. There's been no deficiency declared on the Colorado, but unless things start to turn around, they are not nearly as far below average as we are here in California and some other parts of the West, but it's not rosy. I mean, they're I think around 70% or so of average, and they seem to get in a quite a persistent drought pattern fairly often, and of course that's a major concern for Southern California that does rely upon the Colorado for quite a bit of their water supply.
So obviously snow surveying done for this year. When in the autumn do you begin the process again?
Our first annual survey will be on or about January 1st.
Okay.
But of course, you know, we'll obviously be monitoring all of the telemetry and other sources of data, and then, you know, continue throughout the year to try to make sure we have the most complete picture of how much snow is actually up there.
Okay, not a happy situation for a person who has to deliver the news you've been delivering this year, but it is what it is. Frank Gehrke is the chief of California's Cooperative Snow Surveys Program at the California Department of Water Resources. Thanks for joining us again on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're very welcome.